have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
the Women Winning at Life podcast, the Loretta Petite Show. My name is Loretta Petite. Good evening. So glad that you're sharing with me on today. We believe, of course, that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. This is a positive voice, vision, and, of course, vibe for you every Thursday. Hey, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. Amen. All right, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for this blessed day. We thank you for this perfect opportunity to say something that can change somebody's life, oh God, something that can help a perspective to shift, to help someone to lift up a bowed down head, to help someone to bring hope alive again in their lives. So God, we thank you for this platform. We thank you, Lord God, for this open airway. We give your name the glory and the honor. We thank you for our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. We pray a special blessing upon her life and the life of all of those who make up the Elation magazine and radio family. So God, we give you thanks today, even for my guest and for all that she is aspiring to do through you. And we know that we can do all things through you because you give us strength. It's in the name of Jesus we pray today. Amen and thank God. Hello, hello, hello. I've got a guest with me on today, and I'm excited. I'm excited about it. She is none other than Ms. Pamela, Ms. Pamela Evans-White. Hello, Pamela. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome, Pamela. You're one of the kind of people that we focus on having on the podcast because you're forward-focused, and, of course, you resonate positive vibes, and you're trying to just do some positive things in the community, and we're excited about it. And so on today, we want you, of course, to share with us a little bit about your journey and about what you're doing as you go forth. But before that, let me just throw out a few things that you shared with me, and maybe you could talk a little bit about them after I'm, you know, done sharing. I understand that your father passed when you were very young, and that you've had, you know, your share, of course, of ups and downs. It's not always what happens to us, but how we respond that shows our strength and our faith and things of that nature. And then, of course, your academics were great, but along the line, you became a young mother. And so now you have, you're still a mother, of course, and you have adult children, and you have gone on to move forward in ministry, and that's an awesome thing, and you're educated, and now you want to add to your name author. And you're part of the Greek community with the Delta Sigma Theta group. So that's awesome, awesome, awesome. So let's hone in on some of this to inspire somebody, because many times we have our bumps in the road. We don't know how to get up. You know, we kind of wobble in it, and I'm not pointing the finger because we all were once there until our strength kicked in. So how can, see the light? I mean, just by looking at your life, what is it that you're emanating to those who are where you once were, struggling, trying to find the light in the dark place? You know what I mean? So tell us a little bit about Pamela.
Yes, so as you mentioned, I have spent a great deal of my life without my parents. I was 8 when my father passed away, and 8 years later, my mom actually passed away, and so I was yet a teenager at 16 years of age, and of course, it's very frightening to have to live a life without your parents, and so oftentimes I wondered how would I make it and how would I be able to continue on in life being and doing those things that I thought about as a little girl. And so, of course, I was thankful for my family, those who stepped in to make certain that I still finished high school. And, of course, my dream of going from high school right into college was kind of canceled or delayed just a little bit because, as you mentioned, I became a mother at a very young age. I actually was pregnant when I graduated. Despite of all of those things that seems that would appear to be odds that were against me, I look back now. Of course, I didn't see it then, but I look back now and I see how God, his grace was guiding me the entire time, and he was shaping me for something that I had no idea that I would be sharing. And so I'm thankful for those moments, some that people would probably be not so proud of, but I often tell myself and I share with others that I'm not embarrassed of my story. I embrace my story because it's a journey that God is bringing me through.
Amen. Beautiful. Many times we talk about the things that we have been challenged with, and now that we're out, we can testify. However, seldom do we talk about how it made us feel when we were going through that. It's kind of like when we read the Bible, we read about different people. Peter, Paul, James, but we don't think about it in terms of a three-dimensional person that bled when they got cut, that were upset when things didn't go their way, that got hurt on the journey by people that didn't understand. So when we go through our journeys and our situations, our challenges, sometimes it make us feel embarrassed in the moment. Sometimes it make us feel hurt in the moment. So what were some of those emotions you had to deal with and going through what you had to go through without mom, without dad, and now a baby on the way, and you're trying to get through high school? How were you, you know, feeling? How were you dealing with your emotions, and what were those emotions during that time?
Of course, especially at that moment, I was a senior in high school, and I didn't have my mom there with me. And so I felt feelings of isolation. I felt feelings of embarrassment because yet I was very involved in things in my school. I was part of the dance team. I played sports. I was actually most athletic in high school. And yet here I am now. I'm having to tell people who I'm sure thought so much of me, including my family and maybe even my teachers, that I'm now pregnant and that I can no longer do the things. Of course, it was close to time for graduation, but still I had to let them know because there were lots of things that I had to pull myself back from. And so just not having my mom there to help guide me was a struggle all by itself.
I believe that. And so you were still able to persevere and graduate. And that's a big, like, hallelujah, that was wonderful. And so after you got out of high school, I know you have degrees now. How did you make that shift, you know, being mommy or getting ready to be mommy and wanting to go to college? How did that work out for you?
So, of course, it was definitely years later, probably some 8-9 years later before I actually did go to school, go back to enroll in college. Because of course, I didn't have my mom there, meant it was going to be difficult for me to have someone to help me with my son at the time. And so definitely lots of things were delayed for me, not denied, but definitely there was a period of delay of over 7+ years before I actually went back to school, went enrolled at Southeastern Louisiana, and it was just a small step. I wanted to see if I was able to accomplish it. It wasn't that I didn't have the education, but how hard was it going to be for me to make that transition now that I am in my young, early adulthood where I would be much older than the other college students? And so I set out to accomplish an associate degree.
So that was going to be my next question. With all of those around you, most of them, rather, are much, much younger than you, how did that make you feel? You know, I can relate to a lot of your story, by the way, but it's just amazing. People get discouraged because they're like, okay, I couldn't go to college when I got out of high school, and now it's 3 years down the line or 4 years down the line. You know, I'm not going to be able to fit in. It's not going to be my crowd. But, you know, you are living proof, and so many of us.
Yes,
go back later. The education is still going to do what it set out to do, educate us. And you did that. So being that there were so many, like I said, younger ones around you, how did you feel out of place, or did you find your place?
Absolutely, I felt out of place, especially during the initial time in school, because mm-hmm. I was 25 years old, and all of these other students are my peers, quote unquote, were 17, 18, maybe even 19, and until mm-hmm. there became some other students that were a little older than myself. And so then at that point, I felt okay because there were other people that were older than myself. And I realized, okay, Pam, you are making a good decision. It's never too late. It's never too late to do the things that you set out to aspire to accomplish. And so, you know, at that point, it was like, you know, what do you want to do for yourself? And so I said, you know what, I'm going to finish. I'm going to do one thing at a time. And I got my associate degree. And I said, you know what, this uh-huh. wasn't so bad after all. And I started working, uh-huh. and about a year and a half later, I went back and I obtained my bachelor's degree in general business.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Congrats on that. I know that when I was an older student as well, and one of the things I set out to do, Pamela, is I felt I needed to prove myself to these youngsters
mm-hmm.
because they were with mm-hmm. families. They were coming in there, and you know, when they did come to class, I'm like, hold up, I have to let them know what I'm working with too. So you know, earned their respect in that regard as well. And they realized I was a contender, right? And that made the respect a little bit deeper. I don't know, you know, what's happening these days as it relates to that word and that meaning of respect. But back then, not that many moons ago, but back then,
mm-hmm.
They, you know, it was a kind of respect, not just because I was some years older, but also because I was a contender. And they recognized
right.
That. And mm-hmm. I felt I needed to prove myself initially. But, you know, because I think I felt a little bit like you, just a little bit out of mm-hmm. place. But then on top of that, I found my place. So I was really
right.
happy about that. And I told myself, you deserve to be here. You know, you maybe missed a season, but here's another season. You deserve
yes.
to be here.
Yes.
You know, so,
yes.
so yeah, so that's great. And I'm glad that you continue to move forward. And so somewhere along the line, through your college career, you went on and you married and you had another child or a couple and you found your career. How did all of that happen?
Yes, again, it was somewhat of, it wasn't easy, I will say. There were days that I did struggle because at this point, when I decided to go back to school to get my bachelor's degree, I had two kids at that time. And they were in school, so with me having to work, I still had to work full-time because we still had to make ends meet and pay bills. And later, my kids were in high school, one in junior high, another in high school, and I went back to get, you know, my master's degree. And, you know, it was never easy. It was always a challenge, and because I'm competitive by nature, you know, I push through.
Uh-huh.
When I set out a goal, I'm always goal-driven, and I'm not going to stop until I accomplish it. And that's the way life has always been for me, and I think that's the competitive sports side of myself, is that I'm not going to quit. I may slow down a bit, but I will never quit, because for me, quitting is never an option. You know, I take my moment, I breathe, and I get back in the game, and I keep going. And so, you know, I had to prove to my children also that, you know, if you want something in life, it's not going to just come to you. You know, my family, we didn't have silver spoons that we were fed off of. We had to work to accomplish and to earn every single thing. And so that's what I wanted to show my children, is that if you want something, you can get it. You know, go after it with everything in you.
That's beautiful. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's fast forward to 2021. You are
uh-huh.
now an author. Tell us about that journey and that
yes.
inspiration. What that vision, that inspiration, and that journey?
Well, I have to say it was one of the most traumatic moments of my life. that kind of prompted this moment of me becoming an author. I will say, in one of my mentees that I've worked with for many, many years, we were speaking on yesterday, and she reminded me of some 10 plus years ago that the word of me being an author and that I would write a book was spoken over me, and I didn't see it. I mean, because I am not, I mean, it's nothing to be proud of, but if I'm going to read a book, it's got to really grab my attention and got to keep me there. So it's not, so I didn't
right.
see it. And so in 2020, I experienced the most traumatic thing ever, and that was the death of my son. My son was 28 years old, and he was murdered. And that was such a life-changing moment for me, a very defining moment. And God just began to speak so many different things to me, and he aspired me to, and through my moments of grief, I didn't agree with it initially when God spoke that to me, but I've always been one to obey God at all costs, knowing that something good is going to come out of it. And so through those moments, God allowed me to be able to minister to others in their place of grief. Not that I was so experienced, but I had the best teacher ever, and that was the Holy Spirit that was leading and guiding me on what to say to others in those moments of just sharing about grief. And in 2021, after coming back from celebrating 25 years, my husband and I, of our 25th anniversary, we came back to Hurricane Ida. Didn't think that we would be affected as much as they said, but needless to say, our home was flooded. We woke up after an hour and a half of going to bed to water in our home. And
wow.
we found ourselves in the attic because we just wasn't sure. The water was not that high yet, but we wasn't sure what was going to happen because it came in so quickly. And I could remember
right.
so vividly in the attic, and I remember hearing the winds howl and just hearing these noises that were surrounded by us. And I remember declaring that this storm won't break me, but it will build me. And so not only that storm of Hurricane Ida, the physical storm, but just what I had been enduring in my life within the past year. And I can remember driving to work about 2 weeks later after that hurricane. I was back at work 2 or 3 weeks later, and driving to work is my time that I would spend with the Lord, and he would speak to me about things, and he began
right.
to tell me that I was going to write a book. And
okay.
and I kind of chuckled, but at the same time, I pulled out my phone and started speaking into it to take notes. And so from that moment
right.
Of about October or so, October, November, God just began to speak to me, and I began to put some things in motion, and here we are now. I have completed
mm-hmm.
a book and is now an author.
Amen. Well, congratulations and my condolences on the death of your son. I wanted
yes.
to find out from you, is it a self-help book, a spiritual reality kind of journeying book? What kind of book is it? Is it a book of inspiration or some type of a journal that we can journal in, or what? How would you classify your book?
Yes. So I will definitely say that the book is compiled of my life journey and how I made it. The book is entitled Rescued by Grace, and that was the first thing that God spoke to me during the time of my son's death, and it became my hashtag. If I would share something on a social media platform, is Rescued by Grace. So that is the title of the book. And so the book is just, it talks about my life journey, but it also encourages and empowers the reader that that you can make it despite of what you're going through in life. And there are moments of declarations that are throughout the book. There are some prayers throughout the book. There are moments to where you're challenged to just allow those moments of reflection, a time of reflection, to just to think about where you are and where God has brought you and even where God desires to bring you. So it causes us to think. It challenges us. But to know that where you are, you don't have to remain there. But there is someone, there is
right.
someone that is greater than ourselves that is able to give us the strength and the grace to continue despite the journey that we're on.
So true, so true. So I think that, you know, we all can use that kind of inspiration and push, because we all need to be encouraged. We all go through things. You know, we love God. We are, you know, glad about our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Glad, happy even that our name's written in the book of life. But
yes,
while we're yet in this world, challenges do come. Sometimes we feel hard-pressed. Sometimes we feel, you know, that God is not answering. Sometimes we feel that we're the only one. But it's good to have inspirational readings and people to speak into our lives and to share their journey and their experiences, because God is no respecter of persons. And when I hear what he's done for you and what he's done for others, I get excited, because I know he's no respecter of persons. And I know that just as he fulfilled something for you and for others, how he has even given vision to you and to others, you know, God still has me on his mind, and he's got something good for me too. So people need to hear that kind of thing, so that they can sometimes shift their perspective and not, you know, be so down and look down, act down, feel down. And they start to raise their head up and say, you know, a brighter day is coming. You know, I trust that a brighter day is coming because the Lord has me on his mind. So that's absolutely awesome. I applaud you. I'm glad that you took the time out of your schedule to share with us today. And the women that listen to the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, for Ministry to Marketplace, it is definitely a blessing to have people like you to be able to share what God has already done for you in the midst of all of the challenges that you have already gone through. And, you know, I know that we have scriptures that we lean on and hold on to, and we have inspirational adages that we hold on to. What are some of the things that inspire you day to day?
Yeah, you know, when I think about one of the scriptures that people, that most of us in the faith-based world that we often quote, and that's Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God and who's been called. And so, you know, I've challenged people that, you know, it's all fine and dandy when things are going well, but that same scripture is applicable when things are not going so well. And so I took that at that moment of my son's death, and I said, you know what, God, as painful as this is, I know that good is going to come out of this. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know that good is going to come out of it. And so because of my perspective, God has shown me that I've been able to reach people. I've been able to talk to total strangers who has dealt with grief. And I've been able to talk to mothers who've experienced that very traumatic death of gun violence, you know, of their son or daughter being murdered. And for me, the same scripture that of Romans 8:28 has been so impactful and so powerful to me to let me know that God has never left me, and that I'm a part of that cloud of witnesses that people can look at and say, you know what, if God can bring Pam through this and I'm serving the same God that she serves, then I'm trusting him to do the same thing for me.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, Pamela, thank you for sharing with us on today. Tell us about your event real quick you have coming up and how we can get the book.
Yes. So there is a book release. It is a ticketed event. It is on May 21st at First True Love Church in Ponchatoula. It starts at 11 o'clock. The event ticket cost is $35. That comes with a signed copy of the book and some other grace memoirs. The event is going to be coupled with other grace stories that you will hear. I will share with you some things about the book and what inspired me. I'll talk a little bit more in depth of that. There will also be, it's called The Grace Game. Well, those who purchase the book will be able to do some virtual studies as well as in-person studies about it, as well as they will have food on that day. If you're unable to make it to this ticketed event, which you can purchase the tickets at Eventbrite and just either search my name or Rescued by Grace, and you should be able to find the tickets there. You can also go to my landing page for the book. It's called thegracegained.com, and you can pre-purchase your book there, and they will shipping in the book is $20, and it will be released on the 21st of May.
Well, all right. All right. Everything's been said, and I thank you so much. Great, great story. Thank you for your testimony, for your journey. Congrats on the book. Congrats on the upcoming event.
Thank you.
And Godspeed to you, Pamela. Godspeed to you. And as we prepare
thank
to
you.
Leave
Thanks
today, I
want
to say thanks again to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. You're so welcome. Hats off to you, Kimmy. Thank you for all that you do. And if you guys are I always struggle right here. If you're on Clubhouse, join us on Friday, 9 p.m. Central, for our discussion on comeback ability. We didn't use the word bounce back. We said comeback ability. We're going to be talking about that on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central on our Clubhouse. Be sure to look for us from Ashes to Beauty, from Ashes to Beauty. And on that note, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning in Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease, you're wonderful.
Living in opposition.